Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Dean Flynn, chairperson for the 42nd annual Bake Apple Folk Festival that's going to be coming up soon in Fordo. Hi, Dean.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. So I'm sure you guys are very busy getting everything ready for the Folk Festival.
Yes, we've been pretty busy trying to get the last bit of arrangements in place for our festival. It's going to kick off this coming Thursday, a week from today, so we're just putting together the last pieces to make sure things work for us, and we're crossing our fingers, hoping for good weather as usual.
So that's going to be from the 12th of August to the 15th, right, Dean?
That's correct. It'll kick off on the 12th on Thursday night. We're having TV bingo, and we'll also have a local musician, Percy Jones, doing some entertainment for us during the bingo.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What a great way to get everything started off. And it's the 42nd annual Bake Apple Folk Festival. This is really exciting, Dean.
Yeah, well, we've been fighting through this COVID times like everybody else, I guess. It was difficult last year. We did mostly virtual stuff, and we're doing some virtual again this year, but I wish we had known the changes that are going to come, because Newfoundland changed its requirements on August 1st. We were told it was going to be on August 15th for the COVID measures, so we got a little more latitude as to what we can do, but unfortunately we got some stuff already planned that we can't really change. But anyway, I'll just run down through some of the activities for you, if that's okay.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Like I said, Thursday night at 7:30, we got TV bingo, and anyone who doesn't have access to the cable channel on TV can come to the Lions Club and play. Friday night, we have a bonfire at the Fordo Beach. We'll have music, some food, and some fireworks. Hopefully have a great time, weather permitting, of course. On Saturday, it's a busy day. First thing that'll be happening is there's a Bake Apple brunch hosted by the Florian at the Florian Hotel, and that sounds like it's going to be quite delicious. In the afternoon, we have for the kids a beach treasure hunt, which is something new. We've never done that. It'll be buried treasure on the beach, and the kids will come, and it'll be marked off in squares, and they can pick a square and go look for buried treasure.
Oh, fun.
So we think that'll be exciting. We also have at roughly the same time doing a photo scavenger hunt, which we put in place last year. Kind of removes the people having to bring items and actually having to go into places. But we decided we'd carry on with it anyway. And essentially, you got a list of things you have to find in our town. And you have to be in a group of four, and you can get your picture took. One person of the group has to have their picture taken next to the item that you have to find. That'll be fun. At the same time, we've got a craft and bake sale. We'll have some booths set up from local artisans selling different knitted stuff and homemade stuff. So that'll be going on at Fordo Community Center while everything else is happening. So then we got our outdoor fish fry from 4 to 7, and that's been going very well the last few years. Essentially, Lions Club members will prepare homemade fries and deep-fried cod at the fire hall, and people just come by, place their order, and they can take it home, they can eat it in their vehicle, and we'll have some picnic tables out in case, you know, hopefully the weather will be good and people can eat it on site as well. That'll take us into Saturday night at 9 o'clock. We've got an outdoor adult dance at the Fordo Ball Field. Again, weather permitting, and if it turns out not to be good, we'll move it to the Fordo Community Center as usual. We have a one-man band, Dwayne Snow, coming over from the Northern Peninsula. Quite an entertaining guy, so we expect that's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Does so, yeah. We want to emphasize that it'll be beer coolers only. We won't be serving alcohol at the outdoor. It's adult dance. It's a bit too complicated. But we think that's going to be a great time. We're hoping the weather cooperates with us, and we'll fill up the ball field with people and have a ball and celebrate getting out of this COVID.
That's right, Dean. Having a little fun, putting on your dancing shoes, and getting out and having some fun in the community.
That's right.